Hello, and welcome to Nitwit, Rantings of a Rabid Knitter, a storytelling podcast with occasional knit bits. My name is Carrie, aka Autumn Breeze, and this is episode 93, Going Home, Part 2. A few years ago, I got the phone call that I had been expecting to get for quite a long time. My grandmother had passed away. It wasn't a surprise because she had been in failing health for a good number of years. The first thing I needed to do, of course, was make reservations and get over to Oregon. This wasn't home for me, but it was the town in which my parents grew up. It was also 20 miles from the town that I went to college. I had spent a good bit of time in my college years getting to know my relatives who were in the area. First thing I did was call the airlines. I found out that they had a special bereavement package that was not going to cost me an arm and a leg to go over at short notice. The only thing I needed to do was provide some sort of certificate from the mortuary that a funeral was actually happening. I got online and I found a motel that was reasonable and had good quality ratings. I made reservations for myself and for my mother and my sister, who were going to be driving up from California. I also reserved a rental car because I knew that I would have to have some sort of way of getting around. The town I was going to, on the border of Idaho and Oregon, does not have an airport. The closest airport is in Boise, Idaho. And my Uncle Lou lived in Boise. So I called him and made arrangements for him to meet me at the airport, and then I was going to drive him over to Ontario with me. I was somewhat nervous about meeting my uncle because in the time that I had last seen him, a good 10 years had passed and I had put on quite a bit of weight. I had gotten quite a bit older and I was worried that he wouldn't be able to recognize me. But as soon as I came through the security gate, he came up and hugged me. And when I told him that I didn't know how he recognized me, he says, "You're the spitting image of my sister. How could I not recognize you?" And I had kind of forgotten that, yes, I do favor my mother quite a bit. We drove over to Ontario, Oregon. I checked into the hotel, and then we went over to my Uncle Jim's house. While we were there, talking and catching up on life and what's been going on, while I was there at my Uncle Jim's house, the phone rang, and my Aunt Shirley told me it was for me. I answered it, and I said, "Hello," and it was my mother, and she said, "Where are you?" And I said, "You know where I am. You called me here." She says, "Well, we're at the hotel." I said, "Oh, okay, well, I better get over so you can get settled in." She says, "No, no, no. They gave me a key to your room." I'm going, they what? She says, "Yeah, I was able to spell your last name, so they were pretty sure I knew you, and they gave me a key to your room. But there's something wrong with your credit card because I can't make a long distance call. So I've had to send Laura down to get that fixed." And in the background, I hear my sister coming in and saying, "Oh, we got it fixed. She just didn't ask for it to be turned on. Go ahead and make the calls. They're going to charge it to her credit card." And I'm thinking, only small town would this ever happen. After my mother and my sister settled in, they came on over to my Uncle Jim's house, and we sat around and talked for a good number of hours. Now, the next day, there was going to be the viewing, and then late in the evening, there was the funeral. One of the things that we needed to do was get our dresses ironed or pressed because they were in a horrible shape driving in and also flying in across country. I was just planning on ironing them in the hotel room, but when I looked at my mother's coat, I knew that I could not get it ironed. She suggested that we go down to the local cleaners and see if they had a presser. After the viewing, we took our dresses and my mother's coat to try and find a person who would be able to press them for us. We went to one cleaner's and they apologized and said, "No, I'm so sorry, but our presser is off today, but go down to the cleaners just down the road, and I think their presser is working today." We drove down there, only to be met at the door by a woman who said, "These are for your funeral. What time's the funeral?" The dry cleaner owner at the other shop had called ahead to make sure that they had a presser and that she was ready for us. She said it would take about 30-40 minutes to get everything pressed and that she would move us ahead of the queue. We had some shopping to do, and the dry cleaner was in a little strip mall that also had a grocery store and a drugstore. We wandered over to the grocery store and over to the drugstore, picking up some things that we had forgotten or stuff that we needed. And we wandered on back, we're putting stuff into the trunk of the car when the lady came out of the cleaners with our dresses. She handed them over to us and I grabbed my purse and I started to follow her in. And she said, "What?" And I says, "Well, I need to pay for them." She says, "Not for a funeral." So instead, I gave her a big hug and we looked nicely turned out for my grandmother's funeral. Thank you for coming by and letting me tell you a story. If you have any comments about this story or any of my other stories, please come by the website, which is autumnbreezedesigns.com. Or you can send me an email at Carrie, and that's C-A-R-R-Y, autumnbreeze@gmail.com. I hope you have a great week. Take care. Bye.